There is a great story that has made national news now about a lady in Lakeland who has an alligator as a pet, and the alligator is now 6 feet long. I'm afraid. I'm going to tell you right now. That lady's name is Mary Thorne, and she joins us live on the show right now. Mary, how are you, Punkin?
I am very good today. How are you?
How's Rambo doing with all this attention?
He's sleeping overtime. He really worked hard yesterday with the news.
I bet. So give me the background from you. Where do you? I mean, obviously, you know that's an odd choice for pet, and I'm scared now. Let alone being in the bed with it. But how old? Where did you get it at first?
It was a rescue. It was brought with
somebody brought it to you to be rescued.
Where I worked at International Market World.
Okay. And you weren't afraid of this thing? How big was it at the time?
It was just about a foot and a half long at the time, and there were four others, too.
Were you immediately drawn to it, kind of like when you see a cute puppy, and you're like, oh, my God, I got to have that puppy? Or were you like, let me just get this thing healthy, and we'll figure it out, and it kind of grew on you?
Actually, I was doing their alligator show down there, so I'm not afraid of gators.
Right.
And I took care of most of the sick gators, so these little gators really needed help when they came in.
So you knew. You weren't afraid of alligators at all. You've got a background of working with them. You didn't care. So what was it about this one that made you want to keep that one as a pet as opposed to the other ones that you've worked with and nursed over the years?
Actually, nobody wanted to deal with these five gators because they were in a 10-gallon tank in a closet for 4 years.
Oh, man. Wow. How miserable.
So all they did was rock back and forth. And I took them and I gave them physical therapy. And I got them to where they can move. And then we started on with stuff, like I do.
So that would explain Rambo's sunlight sensitivity, right?
Exactly, yes. He cannot take the sun hardly at all. Like yesterday when I had him out, he had sunscreen on. Burned through that.
What do you do for physical therapy for a gator?
I had to move his arms and legs every day, at least every hour.
Wow.
And that was all of them. And you have to hold them, turn them. Make them sure that they can move the way that they normally move.
Right.
The tail, the whole bit, because in a 10-gallon tank, five gators, you can't move them up or down. They didn't have room to swim.
No, so a 10-gallon, they were all probably just on top of each other.
Yes.
So you nursed it to good health, and it grew to be at what point, how big is it before you start going, okay, maybe it's getting a little too big? I mean, I know you're not afraid, but in the area, in the residential area, are you worried about what people are going to say when it's like 4 feet long?
At 4 feet, you're supposed to put them outside.
Right.
But with their sun sensitivity, we couldn't put them outside. So I provided a letter from my vet to FWC.
And they were cool with it?
My FWC inspector was hoping that, that would do it, but it didn't do it. So then they came back and they said that, since the 4 foot law of him going out, that he needed 2.5 acres of land also.
Jeez.
Okay, the gator can't go outside, so why does he need 2.5 acres of land,
Where is he roaming now in your house? Do you have a special spot for him, or is he allowed to just walk around?
This gator has his own bedroom. He has the uses of the TVs in here because he loves to watch TV.
What's his favorite show? What does he watch? Animal Planet or a show like Golden Girls where he's like, I'm going to eat all those three bitches?
Well, this is kind of embarrassing. He likes SpongeBob.
Oh, who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Yeah.
What do we know? What can they see? Can they see a TV clearly? Or they say dogs and cats can't really see the TV.
He can see the TV. He sees the flashes of the lights and stuff, and I guess the bright light on that, you know, he likes.
You should get a SpongeBob toy and put it in the house, blow his mind. He'd be like, he's going to flip out. He's like, the thing from TV is in the living room. All right, so what do you feed him?
He eats what I do. We have dinner about 4 o'clock. He sits at the kitchen table.
Shut up. I've seen pictures of him sitting up on the in the car. And all right, so he does he really sit like at the kitchen table, or do you just throw it on the floor to him?
No, he sits at the table with me.
That is
now
awesome.
Now you're saying he eats what you eat, like he's eating pizza and he's having Chinese food and all kind of stuff, or what?
We usually do the normal things like pork chops, meatloaf, hamburger, you know.
So home-cooked meals, so he's eating
mostly
meat.
Mostly meat, yeah.
And how much does he have to eat a day? Does he have to eat a ridiculous amount or the same times that you eat?
He doesn't really eat a lot. He eats just like I do, you know, a hamburger. He'll eat green beans. He'll eat potatoes. And,
whoa,
you know.
do you have a dog?
I have 5 dogs.
That's not a conflict with the dogs and the gator?
No, they all lay together. They all play together.
Are you worried at some point it's going to be like that story with the chimp where the thing turns and eats one of your friends when they come over to visit?
No, I'm not worried about the gator. I worry more about the dogs doing that.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a couple pits. I have some mixed breed dogs that I've rescued over the years.
All right, so basically your house is not the house to rob. You walk in there,
no.
And there's 5 pits and a gator. You've picked the wrong home.
Actually, before I got my alligator, my house was robbed 32 times.
What? 32 times?
What do you have? They can keep coming back after like 28 times. You think you'd run out of stuff?
This is the West Side of Lakeland, and it's a crack area.
Yeah.
Oh.
If I were you, I'd hang a sign on my house now. It says, windows open, I got diamonds, just to see what happens.
I put the bigger gator, Limpy, on my shoulder. I walked around the neighborhood, and I invited him in. And I haven't been broken into since I brought the gators home.
I got to tell you, I would love to God if I wake up to a news story where someone tried to rob her house and the gator got him.
That would be the best.
That would be everybody go get a gator for their house. You should build a moat around your house and put the gators in the moat.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to go through the moat to get in and out.
This is Mary Thorne. You probably have seen her in the news lately. She has got an alligator for a pet. So now they want to take the alligator away. Are they saying it's too big now?
They want to take the alligator away now after we've gone through this, because I put a wrong address on my first application 7 years ago.
Right.
And it doesn't say here. It says where I work. So that was the first application I filled out because I didn't have personal gators then of my own.
Okay.
It's a typo.
So what is the outcome going to be? Where are we at on this? Are they agreeing with you now? Are they saying, look, you got one that you took care of and needs your help, and it's living just fine in your home. It's not bothering anybody. Or are they still trying to take it away?
I haven't heard a thing.
Yeah. I think the more press you do and the more people realize that you'll be okay, as long as it's not a threat to anybody else and you're confident enough that you'll be okay, I think you'll be fine.
Yes, I hope so, but you never know.
Now, I understand you have a career, a background in wrestling?
Yes, sir.
Do you still do that?
No, I got my neck broke.
Oh, God, from that?
No, not from wrestling.
What happened?
Losing the use of my left arm, so I don't wrestle anymore.
I gotcha. Well, what are the chances that you would bring that thing here? I'd love to meet Rambo.
Right now, as this stands, I cannot move him because you have to have a transport to move an alligator or a crocodile.
Right.
In the state of Florida. And I can't get a transport until all this is over.
When it's all clear, I would love to meet Rambo, bring him in the studio. Because I'm a little scared, but I think if I meet a nice gator, I can move past that. I held a snake one time. Now I'm not so bad with snakes.
Well, he would probably love that.
That would be fun, and I think the people here that work here would be freaked out, which makes it even more exciting.
And that day, we all bring in our pets. Like, bring in different I'll bring my dogs.
That's probably
in.
Not a good
what?
Idea.
No, yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, Mary, I you seem like a very nice lady, and your intentions with the gator are good, so I hope everybody leaves you alone, and you did a nice thing by rescuing the gator.
Thank you.
Don't be mad, though. Can you give us permission? Because you seem nice, and I would never want to make fun of you unless we wake up one day and find out that the alligator ate you while you were sleeping. Then we should be allowed to, right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. All right. As long as we got your blessing.
I don't agree with making animals like that a pet. These had no choice. They had to have somebody take care of them.
Yeah, you rescued this one, and it's obviously got other problems. Usually, with a situation like this, if you let it go, it's going to die. So it's better to be with you and live than to be put out in the wild only to die from the sun or something.
Sure,
like
yeah.
That.
Yes, I do the speech every day to people, you know, about alligators and wild. They're wild. You're going to lose something if you play with the alligator.
Yeah, it's you're not encouraging people to go yank one out of the lake and keep it as a pet.
And no, not at all. Alligators are not made to be pets.
Well, I think it's nice what you did, and it's very nice of you to come on the air. And I'm just in case, I'm going to get some songs ready in case that thing takes a bite out of your head one day.
I've actually been bit in the head, but not by mine.
Oh, by other gators?
Yeah, by helping friends and stuff.
Yeah,
did they lock on, or is it just a little nip?
Actually, this one went through the skull.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't know. That's when I think I'd be mad at every other alligator. So you're kind. You're like St. Francis. Good job, Mary. Thank you for calling the show. It was very nice to talk to you.
Thank you, too, inviting me on.
Anytime, and hopefully when you get the transport, we'll bring Rambo in here, dress him up nice, and we'll have an alligator party.
Oh, that'd be cool.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
All right. Bye,
Pumpkin. There you go. Mary Thorne.
Seems like a nice lady. Yeah.
Oh, but you know what, though? The story makes a lot more sense when you hear it from her.
Right, yeah.
You know, before she was crazy lady with an alligator for a pet. Now you realize she's got a history of dealing with alligators. She's saved this one.
Probably if she had a little more money, could have a better facility for the gator.
But she's living in a crack den in Lakeland.
Yeah.
You realize who this lady is, right? She's the lady from Lake Placid that constantly feeds an
Betty
alligator.
White.
Yeah. One day it's huge and murders everybody.
Eats her and then eats everybody else. Yeah. Half the neighborhood's gone.
It's not good. It's not what a good
if,
situation.
What if actually the movie turns different? What if she starts feeding the crack heads to the gator?
And cleans up the community. Yeah.
No, but then the problem is there's so much crack in their system.
It turns
that
into
it's
super
crack
alligator.
Gator. It's crack gator.
Crack gator.
And it gets crazy and it's like, I need more crack. And it's going out and it only eats crack neighborhoods. And then it turns out that it's like a superhero alligator. And the cops are like, what do we do about the drugs? The only thing to do, send crack gator in. And crack gator just comes in and eats all the crack houses in your neighborhood.
But it's also a life lesson because then the gator addicted to crack has to, you know, go through all the motions.
Yeah, at the end he goes to rehab.
He's a tortured hero.
He goes to 12-step gator program. Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie Alligator from the 80s where there was an actual alligator?
In the sewer
of New York.
No.
That movie terrified me as a child.
Oh, yeah, because the kid jumped in the pool and the gator was waiting in the pool. Remember that?
That was real. That was a documentary.
Get out of here.
There you go. Mary Thorne. The alligator lady. There was some breaking news this morning on Twitter. I don't really know how breaking it is, but evidently SeaWorld is saying now that this last group of orcas that they have will be the last group, that they will no longer train killer whales because of a bunch of whiny old ladies complaining about it. I listen to me. Oh man, people are going to be mad at me, but I'm not trying to get you mad. It's just the miracle of taking a whale and teaching the whale how to react to communication from a human being, that's a huge advancement in science. I don't understand how it's not looked at towards that. Granted, we don't have to have them doing 8 shows a day and living in small tanks and all that stuff, but how much of that research is going to get slowed down now?
I don't know, but I know that there's a lot of, they take away from a family, and then there's a lot of problems with the other whales.
Yeah, you know what, though? That's life. That's you know, seriously, I mean, you know, nobody wants you to jam a mascara makeup thing into a dog's eye for testing, but yet as soon as they get a little bit of a rash, they want to sue all the eye makeup people. So, look, I'm not for animal testing. I'm just saying you got to draw the line one way or another. That's fine. Don't test on animals, but then don't be so quick to too when you get a little bit of an eye rash.
What do they learn from studying whales anyway? Like, I know that, okay, great, they go in packs and they get sad when they get separated. Okay, so do most animals. At that point, where does the research go from there? That's
You learn how to communicate with the wild. You're teaching them how to do tricks, how to respond to you.
Yeah, what's that going to do us?
I don't know. Maybe we were using them and you don't even know. Yeah. How do we know? There was a movie in the 70s we talk about all the time where dolphins used to strap magnetic bombs to dolphins' back. They go to submarines. They would ching,
so
they
maybe
would
that's bomb. What we're gearing up. We're having killer
whale wars.
Yeah, killer whale wars.
And then we just go and just drop them from airplanes, whales, onto people.
That'd be crazy.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine if you saw that? Like one day you just left the library and a whale slams into the
What is that?
Oh my God.
You just look up and you're like, is that a bird? What is going on there? And then it's bigger and bigger.
There's a better chance of me getting hit by a whale than leaving the library. Yeah, I can guarantee you.
That was my go-to.
I read a thing the other day. There are more libraries in the United States than there are McDonald's.
Really?
Still?
Yeah.
Weird.
That's
somebody's getting, there's some sort of secret. That's where all the Men in Black offices are,
probably.
Below the library.
Yeah, that's where Dexter's killing people because nobody's in the libraries except for homeless people searching for
I love the library. Like, I love to be in there because it's quiet and you can look at, you know, but like I have to take my kid there every once in a while, but there's no need for him with the internet.
Real quick, back to the whales thing and, you know, communicating with them and stuff. Brian Regan has the funniest bit. He goes, who is translating what the whales are doing? He goes, the guy just comes in and throws a pad down. There you go. That's what the whales are saying. Like, who's going to argue
no,
with
No, but that's not it. It's not to figure out what they're saying. It's how they communicate with each other.
Right, right.
Yeah. And, you know, they can send those calls out for miles. Yeah, that.
Just getting them to do stuff. I mean, like you said, so if they get rid of this attraction, will this theoretically be the last time you could see whales doing tricks?
But I mean, whales live forever. Not forever, but they live for a long time.
But like, you won't go to Alaska and be in one of those boats and like see a whale jump up and do backflips and stuff like they would at SeaWorld.
Yeah,
which
that's
is kind
natural.
Of jacked up.
By the way, that's a good point, Spanish, is that I went to Alaska last year and I saw whales doing that in the water. And nobody taught them how to do that. So they did already know that.
But that's what they do in the natural. Those aren't whales that were trained at SeaWorld then released into the nature. So you're still going to see whales doing the dumb things that they do. They're just not going to be in stupid tanks.
Listen, when I go to SeaWorld, I don't even like to watch Shamu. It's the most boring show there. Yeah, okay, here comes the big whales. Jump. Give me a dolphin that jumps three stories. That's pretty impressive.
The
whale's best thing is that he's not eating. I go watch Shamu. I'm hoping he eats a trainer.
What about this? Instead of having whales, you have sharks. And then whenever, listen to me, let me.
So far, so good.
Yeah. You have a bunch of sharks, and then you have a showing every, you know, couple hours. And what you do is whenever somebody has a horse that needs to be put down, instead of shooting it with the shark, throw it in with the sharks. People would watch that.
I would go to Shark World.
Up until the feeding of the horse, you describe the plot of Jaws 3D. They take great white shark and they put him in captivity, and then they try and raise him and have him as a. And it did not work out for that waterfall.
How have they not incorporated a whale into Sharknado? How is Whalenado not being made? Because that'd be way more damage.
Yeah.
You know?
There's so many jokes. It's just like Rosie O'Donnell could pass in the background as whales are flying by and no one says anything.
We should write that and release it the same time as Sharknado. On the other channel, there's Whalenado. You pick.
Whalecane. Sharknado?
Whalecane. That sounds too much like a jock itch.
Seal Nami.
Watch out for this hail. It's a whale. Sorry, they rhymed.
Wait a second. What are some other natural disasters?
Earthquake.
Tidal whale.
Tidal whale.
Earthquake, but.
Earth whale.
Whalequake.
Whale slide.
Landslide.
Just a bunch of whales coming down.
On side of a mountain.
Now we know why they didn't make the movie.
How did they get up there? Aliens.
Whale.
From the Whalenado.
Listen to this. Whalecano. And it's just shooting out whales. How are the whales getting there? I don't know.
Well, we didn't know because we shut down SeaWorld.
Yeah.
So we had no research. Didn't know that they all went to volcanoes every once in a while.
You think a volcano shooting out whales is ridiculous? There's Sharknado.
That's
a tornado shooting out sharks all over the
city. Well, there was science behind it.
Right, yeah.
The
tornado picked up sharks as it went along over the water.
Yeah, but they would die without the water. So therefore the whole...
There's water in the tornado.
Yeah, there's not enough
water. Mist,
you don't know about science. You should go to SeaWorld and learn some stuff.
They wouldn't have anything for me to look at.
They wouldn't now.
Yeah, so good. Get to SeaWorld now. I would love it if SeaWorld's lying and they're just trying to get people to rush there to see the whales.
I think it's kind of messed up they're taking away a kid's attraction, because I can remember being a kid and watching the trainer stand on the nose of the killer whale, and when they come up out of the water, when I was a kid, I was like, that might be the most incredible thing I had ever seen.
Think of what that must feel like. To be in the water, and all of a sudden the whale is coming up like a killer whale would do to kill you, and you just got to pray every time that today doesn't want to eat you, and that you're going to stand on his nose.
Uh-huh.
That would be
or that
worst.
You don't kick it in the nose in the wrong spot. It's like, oh, really? F you, and turn and snap back at you.
Because it would it eat? Would it swallow you, or would it chew on you?
Both.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
So you would die quickly. Like my biggest fear.
No. That trainer grabbed it by the hair and was like, bang, 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 bang.
But that drug her to the bottom. I'm saying if it's coming up and its mouth is open, would it?
Carmen, put up whales versus trainers. But the whale will take you by the leg and whip you around to your death.
So it could easily just swallow you if it wanted to. But
I think that would be worse, because would you want to be stuck inside a whale
alive for a while?
Oh yeah, I'd eat my way out. I'd eat my way out.
That's what happened to Jonah, right?
Yeah, but Jesus got him out or somebody.
They grab him by the foot and they take him to the bottom until they drown.
Take him to Drown Town.
Yeah.
They know what's up. They know what to do.
And then
it's like the alligator barrel rolls you.
Yeah. Because they don't want to eat you. They just want to kill you because they think you're a threat.
Right,
because
they're whales, and there we go, killer whale attack.
Oh no!
What's he doing right here? He's splashing the kids. Look at that, sitting in splash zone.
Rude.
He goes on top, and then he's like, "I don't like you rubbing my face a little bit." He's like, "I'm sick of you being on my head every day."
Standing on.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't ride on me. Yeah.
See, right now, I think there's already trouble. I think the guy's like, "Oh, there it is! There it is!
Oh, panic!
There it is!
Panic!"
Yeah. Did he grab him?
Yeah. He has them.
Down to the bottom.
Yep.
But then he lets
them
up.
Yeah, and then brings them back
and then
down.
Hits them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He kept doing it. He did it like 3 or 4 times.
And the whale's like, how do you like this trick?
Yeah.
I learned this one. How do you want to?
And the guy's patting him like, good whale. Uh-huh. Please don't do it again.
Yeah. Please don't.
Oh, man. Imagine that second time. He's like, I had a chance to get away.
Yeah, uh-huh. Just get out.
That guy lived, right, though? He didn't die. Did that guy?
I don't know,
but do you think he goes back in the water? Oh, look, it's still got its foot. That's why. So he's doing the right thing. He knows not to panic. He knows not to panic because he's just laying there petting the whale.
Sometimes you panic.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to panic.
By the way, I bet you there's a whole mess of poo-poo in that suit that he's wearing.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, he's like, out! out! Get me out! Nobody jumped in to help him.
No. You don't jump in. No. You just go, Gary. Oh,
look at
man.
Him. He's like, I'm on land.
I'd get the pool skimmer and be like, if you can grab it, dude, I don't know.
Holy cow. So it just grabbed him. It just let him know.
And it broke his foot, too.
But it just let him know that he did not want him stepping on his face anymore.
How happy are you when you finally get away onto that land? You're just like, oh.
Mike Scarpuzzi, SeaWorld head trainer. He was the guy. Look, and he's not like, kill the whales. He's like, hey, man, that's what happens.
He's like, that's what happens when you stand on their face.
You stand on a whale's face every once in a while. It's going to want to eat your foot. Yeah. That's how it works.
You stand on my face, I'm biting your foot.
Is the next thing that we're just done with zoos, too? I mean, because we're just taking away water attractions, and you go to the zoo to see animals, and they're supposed to be in their natural habitat, but they're not.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't care. I hate the zoo.
You know, gorillas in their natural habitat, cement and a rubber tire.
There were all those articles.
I think this is cruel. We put a goddamn tire in there. What do you want from me? Yeah, no. I don't care. I mean, zoos are usually rescue places and stuff like that.
I want to take my son to that big cat rescue place, but they only do it for certain hours for kids under 10 where you can watch them feed. I don't want to go and see just tigers. I want to watch them eat.
No. Yeah, I don't want to go to that place ever. So we do a lot with them, so we can go there and have like good access and stuff. And I don't want to bring my kids there because I don't want that to be the day where the cats are like, we don't want you to step on my face.
You know? I don't think you're that close to them, right? I mean, they're enclosed.
They're
in Scissors Park. One day I'm going to come out of Dillard's and there's going to be a tiger in the parking lot. I'm going to go, I knew it.
It's not Jumanji. That's not how things work.
It's right. Listen to me. One of the tigers is laying low right now. He's making you think that his old trainer had beat him down enough. And now he's just, because he just wants to go to the retirement home. But when nobody's looking one day, he's going to jump that fence and he's going to go eat some kid in Scissors Park. Yeah. I'm convinced.
Listen, if there can be sharks in a tornado, there can be a tiger in the mall parking lot.
Yep. By the way, that's a great movie, Tiger in the Mall Parking Lot. Yeah. I would see that in a second. I just feel like that's never happened and it probably never will happen, but there's something about it. Okay, so you see what those whales are doing there? I learned about this. So they, you see all the birds like that?
Yeah.
So the whales come up like that in groups.
Okay.
And they blow really hard so that all the, as they're coming up, so that all the air bubbles trap all the little fish. See all the little fish on top?
Right.
And then they get, and on the way down, they just gulp them all out. So they're basically just gathering all the little fish in the water, blowing them to the top, and then coming up and eating them.
Oh, yeah.
And then the seagulls see that. So that when then the whales go under, and you don't know where they're going to pop up, so the key is to look for the birds, because the birds know where the fish are going to be.
You ever see dolphins feed in the wild, in the regular water?
Crazy.
They go, and then they all come towards each other, and you just see all these fish jumping, and they just wail on the fish.
Yeah,
so
they trap them.
Because they're super fast, yeah.
Man, this has been good fish talk this morning.
Yeah, who needs SeaWorld? We got it. Yeah. Questions? Just ask us.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.